Okay, starting slow sounds good. Yes, master. I do like the thought of someone controlling my mind. I mean, either scenario is so hard, I just love the idea of someone else taking control, bending my will to match theirs, be it through hypnosis or drugging or, you know, whatever else. It's just very, very hard to me. Controlling my will, making me want things that I would have never thought of before. It's just, it makes me so weird thinking about that. I would love for someone to do whatever they want to me and make me love it, make me comply. I would love to be ordered around and unable to say no, unable to nod, to obey. And I would love it if I was forced to love it. No, I wouldn't want to think about anything else than just obeying, just having an empty head except for obeying and serving. I would love to be a pet for someone, to do anything they want it with. It's true. Can I please have a bit more? The vibrator is so low. Or can I put it inside of my panties? Being ordered to stay wet or get wet, to be ready whenever, sounds like a really good plan. But to be fair, it's already like that now. Whenever I think about those scenarios, I just instantly get wet. I wouldn't need to be ashamed or hesitant about it because I wouldn't know anything else. All I would know is obedience. All I would think about is pleasing my master. You know, there's multiple kind of scenarios. I sometimes think about there's so many nuances to it. I love them all. It just turns me on so much, all different kinds of it. Picking one is so difficult. It's always kind of like, we already, talked about what kind of different ways to, but it's also like the difference between knowing you're hypnotized and not knowing it, or not knowing you're mind controlled or not knowing it. And I just really love the thought of just being hypnotized over like longer time or whatever, and being made to believe that this was my choice. Like, really fucking with my mind and just being, over time, just being reduced to just an empty-headed slave for my master. Just being conditioned to think about nothing else except pleasing and serving him. And getting so much pleasure out of that. Just, I love the thought of, you know, being hypnotized or conditioned to orgasm whatever he does, or, you know, to like kind of make his pleasure my own, or to be hypnotized or conditioned to have an hour of fixation and, you know, get an incredible amount of pleasure out of giving him blowjobs or licking his balls or whatever. That turns me on so much, just thinking about being master slave for just sex, his cock and his balls for hours every day, and feels incredible pleasure from it. And just being a good slave, a good pet, a good slut for my master. But that's just that, you know, I would want him to use all of my horns. I would want him to also fuck me normally, obviously. And I would also, I would love to be conditioned to love anal sex. Like, to miss it and ache it whenever I don't have it, and to feel so much pleasure from it. I don't even know why, it's just for me, like, I guess it just feels like the ultimate form of submitting and completely being owned. Yes, Master, I turn it higher. Can I put it inside of my panties? Thank you, Master. Yes, I love the thought of just being conditioned to come whenever Master's cock fills me in any of my holes. Oh, you know, there's a whole other way of being conditioned, drugged, forced, hypnotized, whatever, mind controlled, to not come. You know, to not be allowed to come without permission, and my master likes me horny and needy and empty-headed and wet so much that he never lets me come, except very rarely. You know, the thought of just all sensations being heightened and just being constantly aroused and horny and so needy for master and desperate to please him and to serve him, to have his cock, but never being able to come. I don't know, it also does a lot to me. Just the thought of just... the thought of being someone's slave and just not having anything in my head except serving and obeying and cock, just... Oh, fuck, it's so hard to me. Just that feeling of desperation and incredible need, and, you know, the urgency of having his cock always. When I'm like so desperate to come, and he uses me and fills all of my holes over and over again. You know, I'm permanently right there, but I just can't come because he doesn't give me permission. It's just... I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, I guess that's kind of the point, just wanting to feel just like a toy to be used by my master. Something for his pleasure, that my pleasure doesn't matter, that my pleasure only matters to make me more urgent and good at pleasing him. I'm not sure which scenario I like more, the one where I never come or the one where I always come. I think both of them are pretty fun. And I think both of them, and both of them, the main focus is on my head being empty, except for serving. And my body permanently being full of cock. I don't even know which scenario I like most, like, you know, the just waking up or just having it happen instantly, complete mind blanking basically, right? Or this overtime thing, you know, just over time losing more and more of my mind, more of my mind just being overridden by pleasure of serving and submissiveness. I just think that's even harder, just slowly spiraling into being a good little slave girl for my master. Making it seem like it's my choice, like this is what I want, even though I'm being manipulated and controlled. I just also think that would be a lot of fun for him. For you, for master, to see me slowly lose my mind and go from this well-educated and ambitious girl to just a little slave for cock. just all, I mean, those are the hardest scenarios to me, the ones where I full on lose my mind. But I also like the ones where, you know, just get passionately conditioned, up, you know, get trigger phrases installed or whatever to make me, like, you know, go on about my day. But whenever someone says something certain, or, you know, whenever I see a cock, my mind just blanks, or, like, you know, I'll just get incredibly desperate to suck cock or whatever, to just live. To live like an alternative life, you know. I think the slut that I am. Oh, fuck. I know, it's just so hard to me, the thought of, like, either if a stranger, you know, doing this to me, but even more so if someone I know, manipulating and controlling me, like a boyfriend, a master, like, you know, even a friend, a best friend, I don't know, teacher, just those things that just, it's just so hard to me, I don't know why, but the thought of being mindless, like, of not having an own free will, of not having thoughts, except the ones that Master wants me to think, except pleasing him, serving his cock, worshipping him, it just gets me so fucking horny. Especially, you know, in all of those scenarios, it always happens against my will. It makes it even better. Always wearing a collar, occasionally a leash, never wearing clothes, always being plugged up, waiting for Master to come home at the door, and as soon as he walks in, begging to suck his cock, or, you know, fulfilling the order that he gives me to suck his cock, and just being so enthusiastic about it and loving him, and not even knowing that I shouldn't be here, then he makes making me do this. Like, the knowledge that he knows it, that he has seen me go from whatever I was before to this, the girl is petrified, degrades herself for him, and worships him and his cock so much, and that he knows that he's doing that through, I know, hypnosis, drugs, magic, whatever. Oh, fuck, that's just so hard to me. I just love thinking about my head empty, my eyes vacant. I think it would look pretty damn hot like that. I would love to be the best fucking slave. I don't know how many stories about mind control and hypnosis I've read over the years. It's been a lot. But it never gets boring to me. It always just Ah, so fucking hard to me. The thought of being owned. Mindless, empty-headed, happy, horny. Such a good pet for Master. It would be the biggest torture being left horny and needy while Master goes on about his day, goes to work, and I have to stay home because I'm, well, just a stupid little sex slave. I don't have a mind anymore to go outside or do anything. I would love to have, like, a cage to stay in. Or, like, you know, a place to stay or be ordered to be impaled onto dildos, to, like, on a chair, you know, to stay there. While he has like a video feed on me or something. Those things are just really hard to me. You know, the thought of before he leaves to go grocery shopping or something, just putting in, like making, conditioning me to feel incredibly empty and aching and like I could cry if I didn't have anything in my holds, you know? And then just putting in like a dildo gag in my mouth and strapping it in and then sitting me on this chair to fill both of my other holes and strapping me in and then just leaving to go grocery shopping and I just stay there and it's and I'm just blissfully happy and full and empty in my head and just so happy about being filled and about pleasing him. I don't know. Spending an entire day just teasing myself, rubbing myself, fucking myself, make myself feel good because he ordered me to, not being able to stop, but being unable to come until he comes home, until he tells me that I'm allowed. Oh, fuck. Just the thought of never making decisions again, you know, and saying stuff like that, you know, like in my empty mind, just having those thoughts that Master put in, just saying stuff like, I don't need to think anymore, or I don't want to think anymore, I don't want to make decisions anymore, Master the things for me. Oh, I just think that's so hard. Just being programmed into this perfect shell of a sex type of sex slave. Because I don't need to think. I just need to serve cock and obey. I don't need to think, I just need to obey. I would love to be when my head is wiped, you know, to just be able to bang from Master's cock just be able to say, please, please, Master, I need your cock. Can I please suck it? Can I please worship your cock? To beg him to, oh, please fuck my ass. I need it so bad. It feels so empty. Oh, I need your cock and it's so bad. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good pet. Please. Oh, Master, I'm getting really close. Thinking about how pretty I would look with empty, vacant, glassy eyes. Lips always slightly parted. Always hungry for cock between them. Always naked, always colored, always crawling or kneeling. Oh, Master, I would be so pretty as a mindless cock slave. Oh, Master. Please. Please make me into your mindless cock slave. The empty eyes, open lips, not caring about anything except your pleasure. Oh fuck, I wanna be that so badly. I don't wanna think. I just wanna obey. I don't need to think. I just need to obey. I don't need to think. I just need to obey. I don't need to think. Just need to do as I'm told. I wanna be a good slave. I don't need to think. Just need to be a good slave. And good slaves obey. Good slaves do what they're told. I don't need to think. I just need to be a good slave. And good slaves do as they're told. Think. I just need to be a good slave. And good slaves do as they're told. Master, I'm gonna your slave, and I really getting really close. I'm your slave. I'm here. I obey you, Master. I'm your slave, Master. I'm here, please come. I don't need to think. I just need to be a good slave. and good slaves do essential. I don't need to. I don't need to. Just obey. Just obey. Just obey you. Just. I don't need to think. I. Just. Holy shit.